Blog Talk Radio.
We're all God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know. But sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot. When I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kisses the kids out in the street, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on Monday. They talk about justice and being free, but they'll watch a lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe.
We welcome you to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings. Hey, you're in for an interesting lecture tonight. I'm going to be talking about something very interesting, something that I feel is a very timely subject, especially in the body of Christ. Christ, the anointing. Wow, who is Christ? The head of man? I like it like that. Could you have it any better? We're going to be talking about ancestors' truth. The true Jews, Christians, were there people before Adam and Eve? Let me say that again. Ancestors, true Jews and Christians, were there people before Adam and Eve? You know, a lot of things that I've been getting people in the past few years, they want to know more of the Bible. They want to know more of what happened back in Genesis, in Proverbs, in the book of Job, even, and even Micah, Amos, books that we don't talk about. But, you know, you're joining right now, known as the King of Kings, but the G-Man on You Better Believe It, with his special guest tonight, Minister Tracy Talatot, I guess you're going to tell me right. I guess you're going to tell me right, Tracy Toloto. Toloto. Let me get that right. From St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to be discussing the topic, bring all your Bibles tonight. And get ready to write some notes down and see what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about an open mind, a pure heart. These are the scriptures that we'll be talking about and discussing on tonight. Genesis 3 and 1. Very interesting scripture. I can remember just a few years back that I always wanted to know because I knew that there was something more. And we're going to be talking from Matthew 13:37 and John, 1 John 3 and 8. You know, we're going to have the guests come on right away as soon as we come back. I'm going to just play a little bit of this song to let you know that only what you do for Christ will last, but also Christ is wise. He gives you wisdom. Love is always fair. You know, Jesus said in the fourth gospel, St. John 13, chapter 34:35, this new commandment that I give unto you is that you love one another as I have loved you. And by this will all men know that you are my disciples. When we come back, we're going to be talking to this great minister. And you're in for a treat because, you know, I'm elated and excited about her energy. Wouldn't you be if Christ was in the vessel? We'll be right back in 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Never left your side.
welcome you back to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, the King of Kings. We're going to open up the line now to my special guest. And get ready. I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope you have your paper and pens and dictionaries, because you're hot right here with yours truly, the King of Kings and Minister Tracy Salota. We welcome you, great, great queen, to KD3 Triple T. How are you on tonight?
I'm wonderful, Shalom. I'm wonderful, and thank you for the opportunity to come on your show tonight.
Well, thank you for that great salutation, Shalom, Shalom. I love that. I love that.
Shalom.
You know,
yeah,
you are special people. You know, Queen, we're going to get right in because time goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
This awesome book we talk about called the Bible. Isn't it wonderful?
It is wonderful, awesome book. You're right, it's awesome book, complete book.
Yes, life-changing power and force. You know, I was looking at the scriptures. It was something that was on my mind that I always used to ask coming up as a little child about the ancestors and the real Jews, and was often discussed even when I was among some of my intellectual friends and even some of my friends that was just everyday beautiful people about who are we in the world as people of color, from Africa to Australia to America to Brazil and Spain and all this kind of stuff. So I asked the question because, and I want people to act. If you want to call in, you can ask the question as well, is Are we a people that is a royalty, dynasty, great wisdom? And I can hear so much in your spirit right now. It's just so beautiful. just loving Jesus Christ, you know? But what was your people before Adam? Are we the really chosen royal people? And who are we? That's a lot.
This question. Yeah, amen, amen. This question, when I got the topic for today, and I was just like so filled up within me. I'm like, I know who I am. I know who I am. And the children of God out there, we need to know who we are. We might not be natural Jews, but we have been bought by a price. When Christ came, he died for us, and we became partakers in the kingdom. And so I can say we are royalties. We are more than even royalties, because now we are part with Christ. We are not just anybody. We are not Gentiles. We are not unbelievers. But it takes people who believe in Jesus to be partakers, to become Jews, to be partner with Christ. These are the people that can say, okay, I know I'm not a natural Jew. I know I'm a black, I'm a minority, I'm an Asian, I'm here. But it takes knowing Christ to be able to call yourself, I'm partaker, I'm a Jew. And the natural Jews, I don't judge them. Some of them don't believe in Christ. But this all for us to be able to say we are even joint heir, we are Jews, we are children of God. We have to receive Christ. Once we receive Christ as our Savior, we are not in a confused place of trying to know who are we. We are more than a conqueror. We are great people of God. We are children of God. Just think of anything wonderful. That's who we are. And when you think of your personal self, who am I? Oh, my God. If you don't know Christ, you'll be a confused person. Where am I? Where do I belong? But just knowing Christ, giving your life to Christ, you like I was reading this scripture. It's a book of Romans 8:14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Sometimes people want to worry, are we natural Jews? Guess what? We have to be worried if we are sons of God. Because you can be a Jew, you can be a Gentile, and you still not make heaven. So I'm keen everything to Jesus Christ. Once we identify with Christ, then we can be the children of God. Then we can be joint heir with the Son of God. Then we can inherit his kingdom. It said, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And there's so many scripture, and I'll go to 7:2. It says, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be what, that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him, together with him. So the word of God is keen, the Jew, the Gentile, the sinners, everybody, if we identify with Christ Jesus, we will not be in a confused place trying to know who are we. We need to be children of God. Then we can say we are joint heirs. Then we can say we are Jew. We might not be natural Jews, but we are Jew.
That is awesome because, you know, when you look at what Paul was actually trying to teach, and you go back to Genesis 3:1, when Paul was speaking, and that was so awesome. That was an awesome dialogue. That was awesome because, you know, you could feel the power of the Holy Spirit just flowing through. But, you know, I like to always, when you're dealing with a massive group of people, it's always like you was just giving them the scriptures because people need to see Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus through the scriptures. And
amen.
Paul was given to the body of the Corinthians, on that great island, the Greek Christians that were studying Christianity, definitely in the Greek, when we get the Greek Septuagint from. But let me give you the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 11:3, he said, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. Christ,
amen,
is the authority in the Greek, and for those, the European professing Jews that profess Christ must call him the Messiah, the priest, though, the Christ. And these are things that people ask me. And these are things, when they ask me about Genesis, they ask it, well, why did this happen in Genesis? I said, well, if you read Genesis 3:1, it says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that in the field, Jesus said in Matthew's 13th chapter, is the world.
Oh,
we baby,
yes.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, minister? Isn't that amazing? We may be in the world, but we're not of the world.
We're not of the world, amen.
And the thing that I like to impart to we as chosen people and believers in Christ is that we really must, what the scriptures say, we must study to show ourselves approval, rightly dividing the
approved
word. This is why I love. It makes you so happy in your heart when the Holy Spirit can just open up something and just reveal it to you. But the serpent was more subtle than any beast in the world, the field.
Mm.
Jesus was trying to tell us great mysteries. Did you know, minister, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was not illiterate or ignorant? He was so intelligent, he had grown men at the age of 12. So, you know, 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 years ago, it wasn't like what we're teaching today. And how do you relay that when you are chosen? When you are chosen, you are chosen. I mean, you can't say, okay, I don't want to be chosen. You know, for some kind of power and divine direction, it seems to guide you to the path that you should be in. And I began to look at that. Began to give me that and said the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. But the field is the world.
It's the world.
It's the
just
world.
Like it was then.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Sneaky, subtle, it come in like a serpent. But they're dangerous. It's like that in the world today. You are so right.
Wow. And how do we get that back? How do we get that back, minister? We must become Christ manifested in the flesh. We must become Nazarene. We must become Nazarenes. Mm. You know, people say, ooh, that food is good. That food is this. But there's nothing more better and digestible than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know. Maybe I'm too excited about him. Maybe I'm too, you know.
No, you're not. It's the Holy Ghost. No. God gives you knowledge. The Holy Spirit gives you knowledge to understand the things that many people will not understand. When you read a scripture, there is a rhema knowledge, rhema revelation that gives you understanding of the word, and the word keep coming. And when you're talking about this scripture, it's the Holy Spirit giving you interpretation. Some people cannot understand, they cannot relate to it, but I tell you, the Holy Spirit can give you deeper understanding of his word.
Wow. I just feel your anointing, minister. I just feel you. I mean,
Amen.
you have so many gifts
Amen.
On you. And
thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad that you just decided to just come and bless the show, because I have a large following in Nigeria and Ghana.
Wow.
And,
praise God.
Yes.
That's great.
And I've been there several times, and I learned so much going home. I'm not ashamed. I learned so much going home. I learned who Jesus, Matthew 1:21, he came to save his people from their sins.
Amen.
For the sin,
yes.
Sin that once a person become aware of it, and
yes.
But it's not a sin if you're ignorant of it. And then you have that great power.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine Christ fighting back in Genesis time, fighting the serpent, the beast? I mean,
yes.
Queen, we don't, I don't know. Do we think outside the box that far?
I think we have to be like Christ, because sometimes you talk to Christians that don't even know the word. So what you're talking about now, some Christians don't even know the word. They don't even know that Christ was in the beginning. So they don't know. They just read the word, and it comes back to revelation knowledge. We have to pray that God will give us understanding, because the word of God says, no man cometh to me except I draw him. There are some people in the body of Christ that are not being drawn. They don't even know the God they serve. So in the beginning, Christ was already there. This whole battle was already in the beginning. So whatever happened in the beginning, it's even manifesting today. Like the field, the world, the serpent that's up to, there are a lot of serpents that's up to. I think there are more serpents now compared to just one serpent in the beginning. So it all comes down to we become like Christ. We become like Christ. We go deeper than just being Christians, go to church and listen to great music and come to. It's a tough place now, and we need to be equipped. We need to be equipped in spirit. The word of God says, they that serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. There is no spirit. There's a lot of serving God. There's a lot of worshiping God out there. But in spirit. So we understand what's now, what's going on in the world. The Spirit of God, a lot of people don't even have the Spirit of God. They don't have understanding of the Word. They even read this Revelation. They think it's Genesis to Revelation. They just think it's just the Bible. It's just but people need God to interpret the Word of God to them, so they understand what's going on in the world now, that the serpent is out there, and the serpent have agents, and it's up to, and it's deceiving. There's deception. And people need to understand that they need the Holy Ghost to help them now to stand as children of God. That's what I think. I think people are very Christians now. I'm not trying to judge. A lot of us very, very shallow. But they need to go deep. They need to be like Christ. They need to read the word. And if they don't understand, they need to pray for understanding. Rema revelation. They need to pray
wow.
for revelation so they understand the word of God. I tell you, if you go to church and talk about what we're talking about, ask people in the church, they'll say, yeah, it's a serpent, it's a snake, but there's a lot of revelation concerning this whole chapter, and the word of God is a revelation. Everything in the word of God is a revelation. Even me, I'm praying for more rhema knowledge, revelation. Reveal your word to me so I understand the times that we are in right now. Amen.
Wow. You know, I'm just sitting here, you know, like just sitting in the bathtub with some nice bubble bath. And you're ministering, and it's soothing my soul like the songs of Solomon. The word was soothing your soul. You know, the story when we were reading in the Bible, when Jesus spit in his eyes and he touched him, he said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees. What did they tell
Hallelujah.
Him not to? He said, don't touch the tree.
Mm.
But the tree in the Hebrew translation represents, wow, well, we won't talk about that this show. But then Jesus touched him again. He said, I see men as they are walking.
I mean, this is
what, you know, great woman of one who has carried that anointing on your life. I mean, you're greater than a minister. Everything,
amen.
But I just, because once Christ entered into your body,
yes,
it's unexplainable.
Unexplainable, yes.
It's unexplainable.
Amen.
Once you submit yourself to it, wow, you can walk the earth as a free man.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are in the world, but you're not part of the world. Sometimes I look at the world from a distance because my spirit is not flowing with the world. So you're so right. You're so right. We need to get a strong place in God where we will not be part of the world. And sometimes people think you're boasting. No, but you know who you are in God.
Wow. You know, this is awesome. I know. Listen, everyone is out there. We have just about 3 minutes left. Great minister, you have to give your information where people want to contact you, and I would like to do a series on this because so many Christians and the lines is lighting up, and I apologize that we didn't get you guys on tonight. Okay, I'm just going to give you a few seconds. Yes, I'm going to open up the line, just say praise the Lord, and I'm going to hang you up. Say praise the Lord, 9152, last 4 digits. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. We got them out there hot. Okay, 9522. I'm going to open you up. Just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we just happen to be out of time, and the Holy Spirit was just moving so. But we're going to have this great minister back on. And I love you because you love the Christ in you. Great minister.
Amen.
How can they get in touch with you? And definitely she's going to be back. She's going to be back.
Yes.
How can they get in touch?
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Instagram, Minister Tracy. Once you go on Facebook, you'll be able to get in touch with me. I'm on Instagram, Minister Tracy. I'm on Twitter, Minister Tracy. And my phone number is it's open there. You can share it, 314-413-6360. I'm a gospel minister, and I'm a minister of the Word of God, and I represent Jesus even in this end time. Amen.
Oh, you know, I love that. I love that great ministry because you know what?
Hallelujah.
Once we understand that there's no weapon formed against us that shall prosper, I always encourage you to talk more about Jesus, not about the devil.
Amen.
Talk more about Jesus and not more about Paul. Talk more about Jesus.
Amen.
And our people as a struggle so that we can become all that we need to be. Because, you know, and Queen, we definitely have to talk after the show because you have to be ready to go on another one of our shows and see what she really does. We don't want to expose her right here. We want to expose her in a way that you're going to love her and love the Christ in her. I love you so much, great minister. And unfortunately, out of time, but listen to this song. I want y'all to listen to this song. This song was one of my favorite songs about 20, 30 years ago when I was going through such a my life. I just asked the Lord, I don't know why, but now I understand why almost 20 years later. Until later, we say shalom, shalom, peace and love. Listen to this. Love you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And what is done for me?